Okay, good afternoon everybody on the PG Cert. This is Rachel George here, and I'm very pleased to have one of our quality leaders here with me, and we're going to talk through some of the quality assurance processes and support that's available with that. So I'll hand over to Nikki, who will introduce herself, and we'll have our conversation.
Thank you. Hello. My name is Nikki McKimwa, and I am one of the two quality leads in GLT. I work in a team with eight other quality officers, all of who are affiliated to the different faculties. And working as a team, we provide advice and guidance in relation to the university's quality assurance and enhancement processes.
Lovely. Thank you, Nikki. So could you tell us, as a quality officer, how would you define quality assurance, and how is this related to quality enhancement?
Thank you. When we talk about quality assurance, we are generally referring collectively to the university's policies, its procedures, systems, practices, which are all designed to achieve, maintain and enhance the quality of and experience of our learners. Quality enhancement, on the other hand, relates to the university taking deliberate steps, and I mean planned steps, to improve the learning experience of all our learners, both individually and collectively. And by this, we are referring to having an environment of continuous improvement.
That's great. Thank you for making that distinction for us. So now, Nikki, thinking about the higher education sector in the UK, what are the main structures, processes by which quality assurance is managed?
In England, we have the Office for Students, which you probably would heard being referred to as the OFS. The OFS is a body which is sponsored by the Department for Education, and it operates as the new regulator and funder of higher education. It was established in January 2018, and I must say at this point that the OFS is specific to higher education institutions in England, and that is because different arrangements currently operate in Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland. I guess if you ask the Office for Students what is its role, it will say that its work is predominantly to work with higher education institutions to ensure that all students succeed. Quality assurance for higher education institutions is managed through the Quality Assurance Agency, and you may have heard reference to the QAA, which is what we generally refer to that body as. The QAA is the Office for Students designated quality assurance body. And I must add that the work of the QAA creates what is generally referred to as the external environment. The external environment is the main driver for higher education institutions to continually look at ways to assure a high quality experience for all students. And this really is what leads to what we commonly refer to as sector expectations. It's important for me to highlight that the main guidance in terms of sector expectations is the QAA's quality code and its advice and guidance. And in particular, I would highlight subject benchmark statements.
Okay, thanks for drawing our attention to that very important external context. So just thinking a little bit more about that, are there any recent trends or developments in quality assurance that we should be mindful of?
In terms of trends and developments, the main shift in the new UK higher education system is the explicit assumption that continuous improvement will be driven by student choice and competition, making the concept of the student voice now having a very prominent role in all relevant structures and decision-making processes at the university. In addition to that, institutions have to maintain a focus on the whole student's journey, and this really applies from the point at which they apply, so this is from application all the way through to employment. Particularly, we have to focus on the measures that drive this new system called the Teaching Excellence Framework, and that is because the lens is now firmly directed on graduate outcomes in terms of the skilled and professional roles that they have to have at the end of their study. We also have the Teaching Excellence and Student Outcomes Framework, which is very important part of what we do, and it is managed by the Office for Students, and it plays a key role in how our institutions are now funded.
Great. Thanks very much for that, Nikki. And, you know, throughout this interview, we were referring to various bodies and various documents, and you will be able to find those on the Moodle site. So on now with our next question. So if we're thinking about the work of an academic member of staff working in an HEI, such as Greenwich, what are the main quality assurance processes that they are likely to be involved with or need to know about?
I'm going to just take us through just a few of our processes, and they are the key ones. So if we start off with the process of approval of modules and programmes, this is a process that any new programme or new module will actually have to go through, and these new proposals will be assessed in terms of their fit with the faculty's strategies, in terms of how accessible it is to students, and also in terms of its viability. Additionally, at institutional level, there probably will be checks around strategic initiatives such as inclusivity and internationalisation. There is also another process called the annual programme review. And this process is used at the university to drive forward continuous improvement. It comprises module evaluation data, feedback from students, and any other evidence, and is used as part of our reflection really on the performance of the module, and it allows us to put in place formal plans for the next year. We have the module specification, which is a very important document, and it's a brief document drafted by module leaders to provide clear information to students on what they will study, how they will be engaged with the teaching and learning process, how they will be assessed, and just generally other information about their studies. Finally, we have our external examiners, who are our critical friends. They bring externality into our quality assurance processes, and they provide us with that assurance about comparability between our standards here and other higher education institutions.
Great. Thank you, Nikki, for that introduction to some of those processes that people are likely to be involved with. So if you could, you know, put yourself in the shoes of some colleagues who are on the programme and might be thinking, I might be feeling a little bit unsure about what their role will be and how to go about it. You know, what sort of support is available?
As I mentioned at the beginning of this session, I work with a team of quality officers, and together we are available to provide support and guidance and work through challenges that you may experience in your day-to-day work. We would also be able to assist you with any creative ideas that you have to ensure that these meet the university's quality assurance requirements. There are also university quality committees within each faculty, and colleagues from Greenwich Learning and Teaching are members of these committees, and this would also provide an additional route where we can provide you with any support that you may require.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time, Nikki.
Thank you.